Stecky settled in, stretched his legs, and took a long draw on a fresh Budweiser.
You're one smart fucker, Tom. You bailed. Look at you, never had to work a day in your life, hanging out in bars, playing music, free as the wind. No silent desperation for you.
I remembered Stecky, too, had been an English major at Immaculata, but apparently not quite as accomplished at literature as baseball.
Oh, I've got plenty of quiet desperation, I corrected on both counts. Spent all these years working on my music, trying to gain respect as an artist, chasing opportunities, coming up short. Wife, kids, a business? Never had any of it. I ordered bourbon, a double.
And another bud, Stecky yelled after the waitress, then turned back and waved dismissively at me.
Artish martist, he scoffed, eyes narrowing. That's bullshit. Your kind checks out because you can't handle real life. Three kids, vengeful wife, mortgage, car payments, tuition, keeping them fed and clothed. Can't quit, can't start over.
Jim, let me ask you this. You're here a week, maybe 2 weeks,
5 days.
Then where are you going?
Back home?
Back home, yeah, back home. I'm here for another week, 2 weeks, maybe longer if Joe will keep us on. Then where do you think I go, huh? Ain't no back home. I thought about throwing bourbon in his face. But Stecky was probably just venting more out of frustration than scorn, more discontented with his own situation than disdainful of mine. And he might have chosen his words more carefully, not been so brash, had he not been on his fifth Budweiser. But he was on his fifth Budweiser, leaning in a little and sneering, "A little dose of reality, Cliff. While you were out strumming your guitar, the rest of us took on life. We were drafted or enlisted. And when we got out of the service, we went to work, got married, raised a family." I ordered another double. "Exactly. We were the sons of Depression-era parents. They thought a job, a house and kids and food on the table and enough money for summer vacations and a new car every few years, that was a successful life. You could die with a smile on your face if you accomplished nothing more. They thought so highly of it, they wanted the same for us and worked hard for us to have a chance at it. It just wasn't enough for me."
Stecky's dismissive tone had advanced to contempt. "You and your beatnik dropout friends."
"It wasn't dropping out, it was tuning in. We thought living like our parents was accepting average, and average was the worst thing we could think of being. Don't you remember, Jim? Or did you have to forget?"
I downed my bourbon in one tilt. Stecky gulped another Budweiser. "Truth is, I might have turned out to be just that. Fucking average."
Stecky, the table, the people behind us moving in and out of the main bar, everything was starting to jiggle and blur. "But I took a chance on something different, something unconventional, and I bet my life on it."
I anchored myself to the table with an elbow. Stecky was looking around for a waitress.
"I might not be star quality, but I'm good enough to work. That's a big accomplishment, this business. And sometimes, my old college buddy, sometimes I'm damn good. Sometimes the music I make reaches into people's guts and they feel something. Maybe as much as they can ever feel."
I stood up, wavered for a couple of seconds. Was it me or the rest of the Floribama spinning? I took a few uncertain steps away from the table, then came back and leaned into Stecky's face.
"That ain't dropping out, pal. That's a lot of work for a fucking lot of years."
Stecky shook his head and waved both hands at me in a gesture I read as, "Go to hell." But I wasn't through.
"Never worked a day in my life, huh? You have no idea how much practicing I do. How hard I have to work just to hold my own with these players. Free as the wind, huh? When's the last time you moved from one town to another, week after week, to new job after new job, not sure where you'll be next? Freedom's just another word, baby. Even when I'm lucky enough to settle someplace for a while, I'm still an itinerant, a regular frickin' gypsy. And here's another thing, Mr. Real Estate Mogul. No matter where I am, I have to be on every night. I have to prove myself all over again every time I get up there." I pointed in the general direction of our stage, then dropped back into my chair. Can't just close the office door and put my feet up on the desk when I'm not feeling up to it. How many years you been in your business in the same freaking office, Steck, old pal? Try keeping a band together, even a really smoking band. But I wouldn't expect you to understand, 'cause you never strayed outside the lines. Had everything set for you from birth. James R. Stecky, strolling through life in daddy's footsteps.
Stecky stood and walked around the table so that he was looking straight down into my face. I had to squint into the sun to look up at him.
Thanks for the lecture, but frankly, you're boring me. I came here to drink beer and get laid.
Then, much more steadily than I could have, he started toward the back bar and the elevated deck that overlooked the relentless afternoon waves.